Troll.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Are you trying to say that as of January 20th, that President Trump will be president?
That depends on what happens on Wednesday.
President Trump won this election.
You think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
At this point, we do not know who has prevailed in the election.
This fraud was systemic, and I dare say it was effective.
This is a contested election.
President Trump won by a landslide.
Don't hold him this way!
The outcome of our presidential election is seized from the hands of voters.
We have to make sure that they look into what has been the theft of this presidential election.
Joe Biden lost and President Trump won.
Whatever happens to President Trump, he is still the elected president.
I would love to see this election overturned.
No one believes that this guy got 80 million votes. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right.
No ragtime group of liberal activists will be allowed to steal this election.
The president wasn't defeated by huge numbers. In fact, he may not have been defeated at all.
Over the next 10 days, we get to see the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of.
You've been made a fool of. That's the big lie. That is the big lie. And what's really sick and sad is that if Republicans, especially Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, hadn't signed on as senators, we never would have had a Wednesday. It never would have been. We wouldn't have had this big procedure. You would have had the leather boxes with the elector, the slates of electors certified by their respective states sent to the Capitol, and the Capitol would have indicated that they received them, and that would have been that. It would have been just another day in democracy. But oh no, oh no. So let's just remember who did this. Let's never forget who actually propounded and promoted the big lie. I think everybody understands that all the 50 states have their own elections, all of them. There's no federal election. It's run by secretaries of state in all 50 states. It would have to have been such... There's no way. I mean, there's just no way that this was not a legitimate, free and fair election, that the Department of Justice, Bill Barr himself said this was a free and fair election. There was absolutely nothing going on that was illegal or untoward or fraudulent in this election. And then here's another little layer of it. And it's really important that we explain this over and over again to people who still believe the big lie, who are still sycophantic and still, I'll just say, agitated. Some of them are super freaking violent, but the agitated ones need to understand that we had a special election right after the federal, presidential election, and Democrats won Georgia after that. Democrats won Georgia. So just wrap your brain around the fact that people were very excited to vote against Donald Trump, primarily because of his lack of response to the coronavirus, primarily because he lied so much and allowed for a mass casualty event to go on and on and on for 10, 11 months. That's why we were very excited to vote against this derelict in his duty president. And also, a good chunk of us were really livid at his violent rhetoric and his racism. Because America is a country, for the most part, of decent people, of people who want to move into the 21st century and want to see progress for their own families, for their own prospects, for their own prosperity, for their own health, for their own communities, for their own households. That is who we are. That is what we've been working really hard to do. Now, I get that people are saddened by the fact that they tried something that was, let's say, out of the ordinary by electing a reality TV star as a president of the United States. I get that you wanted to try something completely different because you were disgusted with the lack of progress in this country under a Democratic president with a Republican Congress who put up barriers to progress every step of the way. Mitch McConnell literally blocked Obama from doing everything and anything meaningful for you. That's a fact. But the lack of understanding of how this government actually works on the part of very frustrated people had led them to be so upset with the lack of care and the lack of response from their government that they decided to overthrow it. And I think that they have to take a deep dive and look at the idea of electing a reality TV star out of sheer desperation did not work. And most Americans understood that he was derelict in his duty on many fronts, that he was a liar, that he was racist, that he was lazy, that he was making money off the presidency, and he didn't give a whit about you. Now, I get the frustration. I really do. I am frustrated myself oftentimes by divided government and a Democratic president with a Republican Congress that can't get anything done. But I will tell you that Republican presidents with Republican Congresses do really bad things to you. They give our tax dollars, they raid the Treasury, and they redistribute the wealth to the very well-connected and the elite, to the donor class, to the corporate class. They are constantly redistributing our money. They deregulate the people who would do bad things to you, like big banks, so that they can then take your house. They do really bad things to you. And every time we have a Republican president, we either watch him resign in shame because he broke the law and, broke into the Democratic National Committee in order to cheat and give himself a leg up in an election, which, by the way, he didn't need to do because he won in a landslide. That would be Richard Nixon, right? Richard Nixon won a second term, unlike Donald Trump. He won a second term with 61% of the popular vote. And every state except, Massachusetts, I mean, he got, all the electoral votes except for one state. And he had to resign because the power for them is wielded so poorly. They always wield it on behalf of their own selves and their own donor class. Okay? Democratic presidents are flawed. A lot of policies that are put forth by Democratic presidents don't go far enough. Like Barack Obama, he did a stimulus package when he had first entered office because ran this economy off a cliff, literally. 850,000 people a month, every single month, were losing their jobs. Just for compare and contrast purposes, this week, almost 1 million people lost their jobs. Just this week. But W ran the economy off a cliff. Obama put a stimulus package on the floor. Not one single Republican voted for you. Not one single one. And then, because people were frustrated with the lack of care for their Great Depression, they voted in more Republicans. And that was pretty much the end of Barack Obama being able to do anything meaningful on the money front for ordinary working Americans. Learn that.